2-0 count to Matt and Akko with the runner on second. And Akko is going to see what he can do if he can work on base any way possible. Would have been huge to have that runner on first still in the 3-0 count. That one's right across the plate for strike number one, a 3-1 count. Because, of course, if Akko takes the walk here, that would have meant that the bases would be loaded without a steal attempt. But as it is, 3-1 count on the way to Akko. He fouls it back. 3-2 count. Rafters had the caught stealing there, and Liam Moreno was caught back in the first inning for Madison. And all three of the Mallards runners came on hits, whereas the Rafters have had a lot more base runners. Had a walk, a hit by pitch, and of course now four hits in the game. 3-2 count on the way, it's fouled off. And so they've done a great job of working up that pitch count of Jaeger as well. Up to 55 pitches, he's thrown 2 1/3 innings. Trying to finish off this batter at the plate, Matt and Akko trying to work his way onto base any way possible. Runner on second, Ruiz. He gets a little bit of a leadoff. Pitch comes home. It misses inside. Ball number four. And now that's runners on first and second yet again, but this time with one out. That's three straight batters that have reached base against Michael Jaeger. And it mirrors what happened back in the first inning with Oñate, Ruiz, and Akko. All three of them reached base in the first inning. All three of them reached base in the third, although the lead runner out on the base paths. Brings up Pat Costin to the plate with runners on first and second and one out in the bottom of the third. 1-0, the Rafters lead. Costin, the left-handed hitting DH for Wisconsin Rapids. Trying to work his way on any way possible. First pitch is taken inside, and it bounces in front of Will Johannes, but he's able to keep it in front of him for ball number one, a 1-0 count. You talk about working the count well. The Rafters, that's not something that they've normally done this season, but they have seen five full counts as a team, and they're about 1.5 times through the batting order. 1-0 count, but throw back towards second base, and it goes over the head of the shortstop. He wasn't ready, and now both runners will advance. So an E1 as the throw goes over the head of the second baseman, and that time the pickoff attempt does not go off in the Mallards' favor. So now a 1-0 count with runners on second and third with one away. In the bottom of the third, Rafters already up one run. They'd love to add even more to it. Pitch comes home. It's fouled back by Costin. Evens the count 1-1. And Costin once again has two runners in scoring position ahead of him with one out. It was the same situation almost. He had the bases loaded back in the first inning, but now no runner on first. On the bright side, that means you don't have to worry about the double play ball. 1-1 count coming home to Costin. Swing and a miss at a pitch outside the zone. Now back to 1-2, and Austin's going to see if he can find his way onto the bases any way possible. 1-2 the count on home to Costin. Guy from Indiana University, native of Garnerville, New York. Pitch comes home, breaking ball misses well outside, and that one kind of slipped out of the hand of Michael Jaeger. Now a 2-2 count to Pat Costin. You go back to that first inning. The Rafters had five separate plate appearances of at least five pitches. Here we're going to see the third plate appearance of five pitches in the third inning. 2-2 count on the way home. This one again misses way outside. 3-2 the count. Sixth full count of the game as the Rafters continue to stay patient up there. Man, Michael Jaeger having a tough time recording outs. He has been able to hold the Rafters to just one run, but it's going to be tough to send him back out there for more than four innings if you're wanting him to. 3-2 count, outside ball number four, and the Rafters have the bases loaded once again. Pat Costin on first base, Matt and Akko on second, and Noah Ruiz on third. And before that, it will be a mound visit with Jaeger, who is, I mean, he has been working and working up there on the mound. Just not able to get the outs efficiently. And this is what you've seen a couple times this season against the Rafters. And you've been kind of waiting on this performance against an opposing pitcher. You know, work the pitch count. It's not something that this Rafters team usually does. And it's always so frustrating, even if you're not scoring runs. Rafters only the one run, and now 2 1/3 innings. But they'll have to use up pitchers a lot more than the Mallards would have hoped to. Michael Jaeger trying to end this first half on a strong appearance. We'll see if he can, though. He might go no more than the three innings. That would be lovely to see for Rafters fans. Royce Clayton Jr. back up against Jaeger for the second time today. Batting 235 entering this game. First pitch misses outside for ball number one. Back in the first inning, Clayton saw him with two outs and the bases loaded. Now there's only one out with the bases loaded for Clayton. Rafters up 1-0 in the bottom of the third, and Clayton going to try and extend the lead. This pitch misses outside for ball number two. 2-0 as Jaeger continues to miss with his pitches. 2-0 count to the right-handed hitter from Cal State Northridge. Native of Westlake, California. Pitch on the way home. This one is taken north of the zone for ball number three. 3-0. Jay Merritt warming up in the bullpen for the Mallards, and they might need him a little bit quicker than anticipated. Only a seven-inning game here, as it is the second leg of a doubleheader. 3-0 comes home, and Clayton takes that one all the way. It's on the inside edge of the plate for strike number one. 3-1 the count. I tell you what, Michael Jaeger is working and working, and Rafters are getting their money's worth at the plate. This pitch, a swing and a miss. Strike number two. Full count. Seventh full count of the game for the Rafters. Only in the third inning here. And continue to work it well. 3-2 count. It's the fourth full count of the third inning. Runners on first, second, and third. One out. Pitch comes home. Swing and a miss. That's strike number three. And Clayton not able to work on base or send the run home. So there's now two away in the bottom of the third, and a 1-0 Rafters lead as Nick Adrian steps up to the plate with two away and the bases loaded. Adrian, the right-handed hitting catcher, up for the second time today. He is 1-for-1. He doubled against Jaeger back in the second inning. Jaeger on the mound. He will bring the pitch home, and it's fouled back. Brings it 0-1, and Adrian had doubled on the second pitch that he saw back in the second inning, and it was hit very well. I tell you what, got exactly what he needed to do. 0-1 count. Gunnar Miro is on deck if it gets to him. Rafters have the bases loaded with two away. 0-1 count coming home. It's a check swing on a pitch outside. Did he go? Yeah, he did. 0-2 the count. Jaeger's pitch count again getting up there. He's at 28 pitches. You're in the third inning alone. Up to 70 on the game. 0-2 count. As Jaeger will take his time still. Still trying to go rhythmically through it. Pitch on the way to Adrian. He fouls it off to stay alive. Adrian, a guy who at the start of the season, he was really struggling to get hits. But he was hitting the ball well, and he knew it. I talked to him earlier in the year about just that. He said, man, it's frustrating, but I know what I'm doing is right. Well, he's been proving that more and more as of late. Has an 0-2 count with the bases loaded. Going to try and come through here. Swings and sends one high in the air towards the left side of the infield, running over to a Jaeger. It is dropping and can't be made by Jaeger. He went diving and pounded into the Rafters dugout on the attempt, but instead it drops harmlessly in foul territory. I don't know about harmlessly, because Jaeger, I mean, he just went flying. Tried to make that play and make the adjustment He was a little bit over the baseball trying to track it down. He ran a little bit too far, and so he had to try and dive backwards but couldn't quite make the adjustment. 30 pitches in the inning for Michael Yeager once again. 0-2 count with the bases loaded and two outs in the bottom of the third. Pitch from Yeager. It is in there, called strike three, and that's five strikes thrown to Nick Adrian, but he finally got that last one without it being fouled off. And, well, that heads us into the fourth inning. Rafters, no runs on the two hits. There was one error, and the Rafters left three on base. We head to the top of the fourth. It's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Now in the fourth inning, we're almost halfway there, and Espen Simpson back out to work for Wisconsin Rapids. Gonna see if he can get things rolling along here. He has been hot to start off the game. Three shutout innings, but the Rafters' offense has not provided much help. Only one run working for him, and so he needs to continue to stay shutout baseball here. Man, I tell you what, Simpson, he has been dominant here. Four strikeouts in the three innings. Taking on Mikey Bell, though. He has allowed three hits, but no walks. You'll certainly take that. He's been accurate. It'll be Bell, Hanson, and Hamilton due up in the top of the fourth. First pitch misses low and away for ball number one. A 1-0 count. Bell, the right-handed hitting third baseman for Madison, up for the second time today. He is 0-1, but entered this game batting .421. As that pitch misses high and tight for ball number two. A 2-0 count. And Bell, he had his third home run of the season in the game earlier today. This one, game two of the doubleheader. 2-0 count on the way home. Check swing, and I don't think that he went. No, he didn't, so it's a 3-0 count. And Simpson, after starting the game so strong accuracy-wise, losing a little bit of location here, and Bell maybe has the green light to swing on a 3-0, but decides not to pull the trigger. Instead, it's now a 3-1 count as that pitch went down the middle. Alejandro Morales is warming up for the Rafters. Ashton Poole was warming up back in the first inning. 3-1 count. This one is hammered out towards left field. Running over to it, it's going to be caught right underneath the wall. Does not bounce off whatsoever, and Bell is going to be into second base with another double. Mikey Bell, man, this guy is good. I tell you what, Mikey Bell, three extra base hits on the game. He was a perfect 3-for-3 in game one with a home run, a double, a single, and a walk. In game number two, he's now 1-for-2 with a double. His OPS is through the roof right now, probably nearing 2,000, at least in this game. Brings up Carson Hansen to the plate. Left-handed hitting right fielder with a runner on second and nobody out. First pitch to Hansen, misses outside for ball number one, and a 1-0 count as Hansen is up for the second time today. He is 0-for-1 in the game, grounded out 6-3 back in the second inning. Rafters have a 1-0 lead, but a runner in scoring position for Madison. Espen's got to work with him. Pitch coming home. It misses in the dirt. Bounces away from Adrian. He's not able to keep it in front of him. And the count rolls 2-0 as the ball is put down as a wild pitch. And before that, going to be a mound visit here as Mike Spears steps out to talk things over with Simpson. And Simpson, the right-handed pitcher from Butler University, the longest he's gone this season, 3 2/3 innings. Of course, that came out of the bullpen, so hasn't been given an opportunity such as this. Going to try and make the most of it, though. And you look at his outings this season. Man, they've been good. They have been good, and he's trying to finish this one off as strong as some of the others. And here at home, not quite as strong as he's been on the road, which is rather surprising, but more of the selection of games that he's been in. Back in May, he had a really tough start to the season. He allowed 5 runs over an inning and 2/3, but in June, put up a 1.8 ERA as this pitch misses high for ball number three. It was the middle of the count with Carson Hansen. 3-0 count, runner on third base, pitch on the way home. This one is right in there for strike number one. 3-1 the count. Hansen had a 6-3 ground out back in the second inning. And looking for a little bit of revenge here. He did not play in the game earlier today. 3-1 count. This one's hit high in the air towards center field. Miro can't spot it. Now he does. He's under it, and this is going to be near impossible to make the throw, but he'll try it anyways, and it's going to be cut off. Well, bounced off the top of the glove of Onyade, and so a sacrifice fly from Carson Hansen ties this game back up at 1-1. RBI from Carson Hansen. He does the job. And it brings up Davis Hamilton with the bases empty and one out in the top of the fourth inning. One-to-one ball game, and these two teams have been in a pitcher's duel. Pitch on the way home. That one is in there for strike number one. Well, I say pitcher's duel. The Rafters have done a good job against Michael Yeager. They just haven't been able to push the runs across. Now an 0-1 count to Hamilton. Pitch on the way home. This one is sent high in the air down the right field line. It's in shallow right field. Akko going out to it. He spots it, calls it off, says, I got it, and makes the catch for out number two. So the last two batters retired after the leadoff double. But runners still scored from the leadoff spot, and that tied the game up, so Simpson hoping that the Rafters offense can get rolling back along as the first pitch on the way to Brock Lulowitz is in there to bring it strike 0-1. That pitch, mid-80s on the radar gun. 0-1 count on the way home. This one a slow breaking ball that misses high. Now 1-1, and that one at 68 miles an hour. The difference in speeds there, nearing 20. 1-1 count on the way home. Swing and a miss for strike number two. And that's exactly what the speed difference is going to do to you. You got a huge difference, and it's hard to adjust. 1-2 count. Another breaking ball that misses outside for ball number two, a 2-2 count. Another 68-mile-an-hour pitch, and missed on that one, but going to try and record the out on Lulowitz. Bases are empty with two away. Pitch coming home. Fastball misses low to bring it back full. 3-2 the count. And Simpson was able to turn up the heat on that one, 86 miles an hour. So a 3-2 count to Brock Lulowitz. He eyes home plate, brings the ball into his glove. Looking at the plate, he brings it home. This one a fly ball out towards left field. Running up on it, Clayton. He will stop, hold on a second, and make the catch for out number three. So one run comes across on one hit. There were no errors, and there was nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's tied at one here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters and Mallards are tied at one in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Rafters will get to face a new pitcher as Merritt Jay has come into the game for Madison. And Jay, a right-handed hurler who comes from Harding University, a redshirt junior from Arlington, Texas. He takes over from Michael Yeager after Yeager went three innings, allowed one run. It was earned on four hits, three walks, and one hit batter. He struck out three and faced 16 batters on 73 pitches. Merritt Jay coming into the game for Madison, and Jay this season, you look at what he's been able to do, seven appearances, a 4.5 ERA. He hasn't been bad for Madison, but he's had his up and down games, and one of his down games was earlier in the season against Wisconsin Rapids. It's his second appearance against the Rafters. He took the loss back on June 20th. Rafters hoping to do the same thing to him here. First pitch on the way to Gunnar Miro was in there, called for strike number one. It'll be Miro, Garcia, and Diaz due up here in the bottom of the fourth inning. We're tied at one. Miro, the right-handed hitting center fielder, swings and sends this pitch straight over to shortstop. 6-3, they got him for out number one. One up, one down in the fourth inning for Merritt Jay. And you look at Jay's last couple of outings, and he's allowed one run in each of the last three, at least one run in each of the last three. After starting the season, 3-for-4 on shutout ball. That really changed against Rockford. It wasn't a bad appearance against Rockford. He allowed one run over 2 1/3. And then Wisconsin Rapids, it was three runs, two of them earned, as this one is sent high in the air over towards left field. Garcia to the wall. Booyah! Rafters are in the lead, 2-1. J.J. Garcia with the go-ahead homer. Solo shot. The Rafters are on top. What a huge home run, an absolute moonshot over the left field wall. And it brings Chris Diaz up to the plate with a one-run lead. J.J. Garcia, go grab that home run belt and show it off to the crowd. Oh, yeah. With one out, J.J. Garcia saw the pitch. He said, I can take that one. And he showed off just what he thought. First pitch, solo shot that he was able to swing at. The first pitch to Chris Diaz now misses outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Diaz, the left-handed hitting right fielder, up for the third time today. 1-0 count to Diaz, swing and a miss. And Diaz, he wanted to do the same thing that Garcia just did. Bases are empty with one away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rafters up 2-1. And Merritt Jay just left one a little bit too much over the plate. 1-1 count, that one outside, 2-1. And well, the Mallards, they had three home runs in the game earlier today and lost. The Rafters winning that one 12-9. They were able to have that big sixth inning comeback, scored five runs. 2-1 count, this one's fouled back. Bring it even, 2-2. And after that game for the Rafters, it was Tony Torres who came up with the save. Well, the Rafters might be in the need for a save today. They've got the one-run lead. We'll see if Simpson comes back out there. If he doesn't, then it's going to be a save opportunity for whoever does. Unless, of course, the Rafters are able to put up three or more runs here, in which case then it would not be. 2-2 count to Diaz after he fouled that one back. And Diaz, back his last time up, flew out to center field in the second inning. Swings and sends this one a flare out towards the shallow center field. It'll be the shortstop under it, and Anderson makes the catch for out number two. So, three up, two down for the Mallards, although the one that didn't was the Garcia home run. Brings up Mason Oñate to the plate with the bases empty and two away here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-1 Rafters. Rafters had that first run of the game on the sacrifice fly from Garcia. He then had the other RBI on his own. Swing and a miss from Oñate makes it an 0-1 count. And Oñate, man, you feel like he should have come around to score at least one time today. He's 2-for-2 and quick runner on the base paths. Also has a stolen base, but he was caught once. 0-1 count. This one in there for strike number two. 0-2. And Oñate 5-for-6 today between both games. Entered this one batting 308 on the season. He's got 22 RBIs on the year. 0-2 count coming home. This one is ripped over to the right side of the infield. Grounder that's picked up at second. Throw on to first. And they got him. 4-3 on the putout. That does it for the fourth inning. But the Rafters score the one run. They do it on one hit. No errors. And nobody left on base. We head to the top of the fifth. Rafters are up 1-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Alejandro Morales is into the game for the Rafters. He takes over for Espen Simpson after Simpson had a stellar start. He ends up going four innings, allowing just the one run on four hits. It was an earned run, and he didn't walk a single batter while striking out four. No hit batters, no balks, and he did have the one wild pitch. Eventually, that resulted in a run scoring, and he faced a total of 15 batters in the game. He did so on 60 pitches. Hands it off to the lefty Morales, and Morales taking over and trying to finish up where he left off. He had a shutout inning the last time out, and Morales hoping to tune more of that in as, well, in the season it hasn't quite been the way that he's been hoping for things to go. He's had a couple of games where his ERA is really inflated. And his last time out against Traverse City, though, one inning, three up, three down, he had two strikeouts in it. So now he will take on the 7, 8, 9 batters in the lineup for Madison. First pitch misses outside for ball number one. And 7, 8, 9 batters are Jimmy Anderson, MJ Sweeney, and Will Johannes. Rafters up 2-1 in the top of the fifth inning. 1-0 count is fouled back to bring it 1-1. And Anderson, the right-handed hitting shortstop for Madison. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Morales on the mound. Anderson from Heartland Community College, a native of Joliet, swings and misses for strike number two, a 1-2 count. And Jimmy Anderson, he's batting .322 on the season, but his OPS just .717. 1-2 count, swing and a miss. Strike number three, his second strikeout of the game, Alejandro Morales. Starting things off on the right note, he gets his first strikeout of the game, trying to carry over what Simpson was able to do. And, well, I did say that this is a save situation. It is not a save situation. This would actually, if Morales is able to get through this inning, it would be a win opportunity for him. First pitch is in there for strike number one. So he is set up to be the winning pitcher, but of course needs to keep the game a 2-1 Rafters lead in order to be that winning pitcher. He's taken on MJ Sweeney, who is a strong batter to say the least, who watches this pitch miss outside to bring it 1-1. But Sweeney, 0-1 in the game, struck out swinging back in the third inning. He's 0-1 in the game, a 1-1 count. Morales gets a swing and a foul ball to bring the count 1-2. And Morales throwing mid to high 80s on his fastball. That last one, 86 miles an hour. Will Johannes is on deck, but Morales going to hope for another three up, three down inning, but has to get through Sweeney first. Sweeney on the season, batting .269 with an .894 OPS. 1-2 count on the way. This one's a soft grounder up the middle. Onyadi's going to have to barehand it, but he can't pick it up, and it ends up flipping over to Garcia. And, well, Garcia didn't have enough time to make the throw, so it's an infield single for MJ Sweeney. Ball kind of died on that infield grass. Still a little damp from the rain delay, which we had earlier today. Back in game number one, it was a 1 hour and 20 minute delay, which is shocking that we're still only at 9:30 right now into the fifth inning and trying to get through this game as that pitch misses high for ball number one. Will Johannes up at the plate, right-handed hitting catcher from the Fighting Illini. 1-0 count on the way home. That is a little outside for ball number two. 2-0 count, and Johannes 0-1 in the game. He struck out looking back in the third inning as part of those four straight strikeouts from Espen Simpson. Those were all four of the Ks that he got in the game. 2-0 count with the runner on first base and one away here in the top of the fifth. Morales tries to pick off the runner at first, but Sweeney back in plenty of time. And Sweeney this season has continued to show off just his strong batting ability. And this pitch is in there, called for a strike on the 2-0 count to bring it 2-1. And looking at what Sweeney's been able to do on the base paths this year, he has not stolen a base yet, hasn't attempted one in his 16 games. 2-1 count on the way home, swing and a miss for strike number two. 2-2 count to Johannes. Morales going to try and finish him off. It's a righty-lefty matchup, so it does work in the favor of Johannes. Pitch on the way home. It misses inside by just a bit for ball number three. The count now runs full, and this season, Johannes has appeared in just one game, and he went 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. 3-2 count, pickoff attempt back towards first base again. Make sure that Sweeney doesn't take off. A little surprising the number of times that picked off for a guy that is yet to have a stolen base attempt. Been on the base plenty of times. 3-2 count, this one misses inside. Ball number four. That's back-to-back batters that have reached base for the Mallards. And it brings up Jordy Lopez, the number one batter in the batting order. He is up for the third time today. He's got runners on first and second, and one out in the top of the fifth. It's a 2-1 Rafters lead. Morales trying to keep it as such, but the Mallards are threatening with Johannes on first and Sweeney on second. First pitch on the way. It is in there on the inside edge. Called strike number one. Lopez was leaning out of the zone. Thought it was going to hit him, but curved back in and hit the edge. 0-1 count. Lopez, left-handed hitting center fielder. Pitch comes in, and that one misses low for ball number one. Now it's back even with a 1-1 count, and Lopez, he is 1-for-2 on the game. Back in the third inning, his last time up, he had a single with two outs, but he was stranded at first. 1-1 count, called for strike number two. That is a lanky curveball that kind of dropped into the zone eventually. It's very similar to Simpson's breaking ball. That one's 70 miles an hour on the gun, so very similar difference in speed. 1-2 count with the runners on first and second. Morales brings it in. Breaking ball upstairs by just a bit for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Liam Moreno is on deck. Moreno off to a good night so far. 2-2 count. To Lopez. This one hit up the middle. Could be two. Ruiz will run up on it. Tries to tag him, but instead will just go to first. And Acco is able to stay on the bag. Had to do nearly the splits there. Ruiz was not able to tag the runner and instead just gets the out at first. So a 4-3 put out as Will Johannes goes over towards second base and MJ Sweeney goes over towards third. So runners on second and third with two away here in the top of the fifth inning. Cannon Restine warming up in the Rafters bullpen. Maybe more of a next inning thing, but if trouble ensues for Morales, maybe see him sooner rather than later. First pitch to Liam Moreno. Misses low for ball number one. Moreno, right-handed hitting left fielder for the Mallards. They are down 2-1, but the go-ahead runner's on second. The tying runner is on third. 1-0 count on the way. It's fouled back to bring it back even to a 1-1 count. Moreno 1-for-2 in the game. Back in the third inning, his last time up, flew out to left field. Prior to that, he singled in the first inning. So a 1-1 count from Morales on home, and Moreno takes it on the outside edge for strike number two. 1-2 the count on deck. Mikey Bell, not who you want to see with the bases loaded, let alone in a tie ball game or one where it's still close. 1-2 the count on home, and it is in there, called strike three. Second strikeout of the game for Morales. He has a shutout inning. No runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was two left on base. It's 2-1 Rafters as we head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Merritt Jay is still working on the mound for the Mallards. He retired three of the four batters that he faced. However, one of those batters was J.J. Garcia, who hit the go-ahead home run in the bottom of the fourth inning and made it a 2-1 ball game. That's where the Rafters lead here. And in the bottom of the fifth, it'll be the 3, 4, and 5 batters due up for Wisconsin Rapids. Noah Ruiz, Madden Acco, and Pat Costin. Ruiz, the right-handed hitting second baseman, taking on the righty Merritt Jay. It's his first time going up against Jay, and first pitch is fouled back to bring the count 0-1. And Ruiz, 1-for-1 in the game today. And in the game earlier, Ruiz also had a good game. 1-for-1, he had 2 RBIs, a hit-by-pitch, a walk, and a sac fly. This one misses outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. So on the day, he is officially 2-for-2 with 2 walks and a hit by pitch, along with the 2 RBIs. Trying to claim the first half crown in RBIs, this pitch misses away. 2-1 the count. And I'm going to keep reloading that statistics to see if he ends up the season as the, at least the first half of the season, as the RBI's leader. That's what he's trying for, as this pitch is fouled back. Ruiz right now tied atop the board with Henry Allen. Allen with Minot. He also has 34 RBIs. So Ruiz needs to get at least one more to be considered the first half RBI's champion. 2-2 count. This one is fouled back. I say at least one more because there's a couple of games that still aren't finished yet. And so there is a chance that a guy like Jordan Bach or Connor Massimini could take the lead. Even Manny Alberto. Three other guys with 32. 2-2 count on the way home. This one sent to the right side of the infield. Picked up at second base. Throw on to first is in time, and it goes 4-3 on the putout for out number one. Madden Acco now up to the plate, as the base is empty with one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Acco going to try and make something happen. It's a righty-righty matchup on the season. He is batting .352 with a .915 OPS. Man, Acco has been incredible this year, and already 0-for-0 this game, but he's been on base twice as that pitch is in there for strike number one. He's drawn a walk and was hit by a pitch earlier in this game. Acco's last time up, it was the walk on 7 pitches. 0-1 count, takes this one high for ball number one. 1-1 count. Back in that first inning, he was hit by the pitch on the third pitch of the plate appearance. He had a 2-0 lead in the count, though. 1-1 count with one away. Pitch from Jay is fouled off, and now a 1-2 count on deck. Pat Costin. Austin, a left-handed hitter, so you switch from 2 righties to a lefty. Austin trying to end this first half strong for Wisconsin Rapids. 1-2 count on the way to Acco. This one's ripped down the left field line. That'll get down for a hit. Acco, another time on base. He stays red hot for Wisconsin Rapids. His first hit of the game, but you go back to last game where Acco went 2-for-2. He now has 3 hits on the game. And that single puts him onto first base with one out. in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rafters already up 2-1. It comes up to Pat Costin, left-handed hitting DH. Takes this pitch outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Costin, in each of his plate appearances, he saw a full count. Part of the reason why that pitch count got worked up so quickly from Michael Yeager, and they had to turn to the bullpen. 1-0 the count. Pitch on the way home, gets a swing and a miss from Costin. Now 1-1. Royce Clayton Jr. on deck, but double play is in order, so the Rafters are going to have to watch out and make sure that that doesn't happen. Madden Akko over on first base, and a pickoff attempt back there. I mean, that looks like a bowling ball. I tell you what, he kind of just lofted that one, and it bounced maybe halfway in between first and the mound. That was a bit funny right there. 1-1 count, and this time a strong pickoff, and that one almost goes over the head of the first baseman, but MJ Sweeney able to jump up and pick it up. I tell you what, Sweeney is a super tall guy out there. He's 6'8", so made catching that one a little bit easier. Shorter first baseman, maybe not. 1-1 count, that one is high for ball number two, 2-1. So it's lucky you're playing with Sweeney over there and not somebody who probably could have made the NBA. 2-1 count and another pickoff attempt, and this one is kind of halfway between the two other ones. It's a little bit low, but it doesn't bounce. So still a 2-1 count to Pat Costin. And Merritt Jay maybe just trying to play mind games on Costin, but this one misses outside, 3-1, so maybe playing more mind games against himself. 3-1 count with one away and a runner on first base, 2-1, the Rafters lead. Trying to extend it even further and keep this inning going. It's a 7-inning ball game, and so the Rafters need just 6 more outs, but they only are up 1 run. 3-1 count is fouled back. The count now runs full. And with Merritt Jay on the mound, he threw 12 pitches in that fourth inning. In this inning, they've done a fair job of working their counts. He's already up to 15 pitches in this inning alone, but he's going to try and work through Costin. Runner taking off, 3-2 count. This one's hit into left center field, and that will get down in the gap into left center. Here comes Costin for third. He's going home. The throw coming in. Relay. It is not in time. An RBI double for Pat Costin. The Rafters lead 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth. And that is huge for Wisconsin Rapids. Akko took off at just the right time, trying to steal second. Doesn't get the steal, but does get the run. It's 3-1, the Rafters in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. to the plate with a runner on second base and one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Clayton, the right-handed hitting left fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch from Jay gets a swing and a miss on a pitch a little outside the zone. Now 0-1. Clayton, he is 0-2 in the game. His last time up in the third inning, struck out swinging. Grounded out 6-3 in the first. Trying to change that around with a hit here. Costin just picked up his first hit of the ball game. His last plate appearance with a big RBI double. 0-1 count, half swing, but he went around. Strike number two. 0-2. To Clayton Jr. Nick Adrian is on deck if it gets to him, but no double play in order. Just the runner on second base, so Rafters hoping that it will. 0-2 count, and this pitch misses outside for ball number one, a 1-2 count. And an Akko came all the way around from first base on Pat Costin's RBI double. Now Costin on second base. Clayton going to try and work the count here. He had a full count back in the third inning before striking out. 1-2 count. This one's a pop-up that's reaching in foul territory. Won't get out of play, but can the first baseman track it? Yes, he can. Sweeney looking for the throw across the diamond. Doesn't need to make it, though, as Costin remains on second base. So that's out number two here in the fifth inning. Brings up Nick Adrian to the plate with two away and a runner on second. Rafters up 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Gunnar Myro on deck, but going to have to work with Adrian first. Up for the third time this game, he is 1-for-2. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way. Swing and a miss on a pitch inside the hands. Now an 0-1 count. Adrian struck out looking back in the third inning, but did so on 5 pitches. He was able to foul a couple off. Back in the second inning, he had the double on the second pitch that he saw. 0-1 count on the way here. That one misses inside, and Adrian goes all the way back and kind of bends down. And man, I'm trying to think of the game. Is it the conga? I think that's what it is. Got the little bar on top. Usually done at a skating rink. 1-1 count as this one misses outside. That's going to kill me right now. I can't think of what it is. Yeah, the limbo. Thank you to our graphics designer back there, Ella. Kind of my backup today when I can't think of words. The limbo, that's kind of the move that he just pulled out. 2-1 count with the runner on second base. And this one is going to hit Adrian. A couple of pitches inside, and that one Adrian is not happy about whatsoever. And so he will walk on over to first base. And he kind of shrugs it off. He looks back at the mound and says, "What the heck?" to Merritt Jay. He's like, "Man, start throwing to the strike zone." And so he'll walk on down to first base. And go back to earlier in the first inning, about the same thing happened with Matt and Akko. There were a couple of inside pitches, and then Jaeger hit Akko with a pitch. Jace Schuler is warming up in the Madison bullpen now, and well, with the way that Merritt Jay's outing is gone, the Mallards are hoping that he can right the ship before he's taken out. But a 3-1 Rafters lead, damage has already been done. Runners on first and second. Rafters are hoping to do some more. Gunnar Myro at the plate. First pitch to him is on the outside edge for strike number one. That's painting the strike zone right there. Myro 0-for-1 in the game. Grounded out 6-3 back in the fourth. He had a sacrifice bunt back in the second inning. Ended up resulting in a run scoring as he moved that runner from second to third. 0-1 count, swing and a miss. Now 0-2 in the count. And Merritt Jay up to 26 pitches here in the fifth inning. The Rafters have had a couple of big innings, and before that, it'll be Jack Obraski who comes in as a pinch runner. Takes over at second base as Pat Costin comes out of the game. And so Pat Costin comes out of the game for the Rafters, and Jack Obraski in for Wisconsin Rapids. And Obraski, talked to him for our pregame interview of game one today. Great conversation that we had. I know we had some technical difficulties on our side on WFHR this morning, but not this morning, earlier today. 0-2 count, it's fouled away. But kind of recapping what we talked about, just talked about, you know, how the season's gone for him. And he was saying a lot, you know, "Hey, I loved the times that I would get to have some plate appearances and get to see the field. I know I've been used mostly as a reliever, but that's what I've been working on." And that he's been having a great time this season and just loves the culture that the team has. As the 0-2 count misses away for ball number one, a 1-2 count. Myro staying up at the plate. He's continuing to work the count. Runners on first and second. Runner on first is Nick Adrian. On second, Jack Obraski. 1-2 count to Myro. Swing and a miss. That's strike number three. And that gets Jay out of the inning. But the Rafters do manage the one run on the two hits. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. We head to the top of the sixth, and it is 3-1 Wisconsin Rapids here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning, and the Rafters are turning to a new pitcher, Cannon Restine. Right now, Alejandro Morales is in line for the win, and Cannon Restine is in with a save opportunity, but potentially going to be a hold if a new pitcher comes in for the seventh inning. Of course, this only a seven-inning game for the Rafters. It's game two of the doubleheader, and Restine comes in after Alejandro Morales. He went one inning, didn't allow a run on one hit, one walk, two strikeouts, no hit batters, no wild pitches. Five batters faced, 23 pitches thrown. Hands it off to Restine, who's trying to come back in and show off the stuff here. And Restine, you look at what he's done this season, hasn't been the year that he was hoping for, and hoping to end it on a high note, at least this first half on a high note. And a guy who's pitched in 11 games, this will be number 12 for him, total 9 2/3 innings. He's really struggled with the walks, walking 15 in his 9 2/3, as this pitch misses high and goes all the way to the backstop. And Nick Adrian, he just looked to the mound and he said, what's going on that pitch? Adrian maybe wasn't on the same page as Restine and kind of checking out to see if it was the right release point there. And well, either way, it went all the way to the backstop. So a 1-0 count. Restine, his last time up, not a bad performance. He went one inning at Rockford 6 days ago, back on Tuesday. Has a 1-0 count with the right-hander at the plate. Mikey Bell sends one foul down that third base line. And now a 1-1 count. Mikey Bell, right-handed hitting third baseman for the Mallards. It'll be Bell, Hansen, and Hamilton due up in the sixth. They're 3, 4, and 5 batters. So a 1-1 count to Mikey Bell. Restine did load the bases back at Rockford, but was able to work out of the jam. 1-1 count on the way. This one misses well outside. Now a 2-1 count. And Bell, what he's been able to do this season, it's been some good stuff, to say the least. And it was funny because the Mallards, they had their alternate identity game back when we were in town for the doubleheader. And during that doubleheader, they were called the Space Cows. And the Space Cows had a nickname for Mikey Bell. They called him Mikey Cowbell. Well, he went off that day, to say the least. he was great. And he really did some damage to the Rafters. And well, Bell has continued to look strong for Madison all season long. Entered this game batting .421, pops this one foul and straight back. And in this game, he is 1-for-2 with a double. He's got 3 extra base hits today alone, 17 RBIs in just 18 games. This is game number 19 for him. And talk about what he was able to do against Wisconsin Rapids earlier in the season. Played in all six games now against the Rafters. He's had three multi-hit games against Wisconsin Rapids out of the five complete ones. This one misses outside for ball number three, a 3-2 count. He's trying to make it four multi-hit games out of six against Wisconsin Rapids if he can pick up another hit today. But Rafters hoping this might be his last plate appearance. That one down the middle, called strike three, put him in the books backwards, and that is a big strikeout for Wisconsin Rapids. Cannon Restine, his first strikeout of the game. He goes one up, one down in the sixth inning, brings up Carson Hansen to the plate with one away, bases empty here in the top of the sixth. Rafters up 3-1, and Hansen, the left-handed hitting right fielder from the University of Kentucky, up for the third time today. He is 0-1. First pitch, a check swing on one that missed outside the zone. It's a 1-0 count. Hansen, his last time up, hit a sacrifice fly in the fourth inning. Sent home Mikey Bell, so that's why he's 0-1 rather than 0-2. 1-0 count on the way home. That one's outside for a ball, 2-0. And despite the missed pitch,